Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Now, who doesn't want to make a little bit more money, eh? Their hands up at the back. So we're going to be chatting now to Jesse McClure, and he's in Los Angeles, California. Beautiful blue skies there, I'm sure, today. How are you, Jesse? Good. Well, I say good morning to you. It's morning there, isn't it, of course?
Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and all that stuff.
Whereabouts in Los Angeles are you?
So I'm in the first suburb up north in Santa Clarita. I'm close enough where I can do anything in LA, but far enough away where I don't bring it home with me. So it's good in between.
I like that way of looking at it. Is it a long way to the beach from where you are now?
So I am an hour away from surfing, and I'm an hour away from snowboarding. So it works out perfectly. I can do all those in one day if I want.
Well, you want to come here because I'm 10 minutes away from the beach, and we're about an hour away from skiing and snowboarding.
Love it. Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Here we've got the most southern European ski resorts, which is in a place called Granada in Spain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, so this is fantastic because there seems to be a lot of people nowadays, Jesse, that seem to be doing all right for themselves. And to me, it just seems like there's so many ways now that you can earn a bit of extra cash, whether that be just to kind of supplement your earnings or whether you want to kind of go and make some money. And so this is let me get the book name correct here. So it's going to be available on our website, tre.radio, if you want to order yourself a copy. It's called Never Go Broke, How to Make Money Out of Just About Anything. And it's by the financial double act, Jesse McClure and Lee Boyce. It's available now, so get yourself a copy of that. Have you ever been broke, Jesse?
Oh, yes. I remember one Thanksgiving when I was young, I ate at a gas station in my my junker Honda Prelude. So I've definitely been there before. I come from very humble beginnings. You know, I'm very middle classy. I'm not like impoverished, but I've certainly kissed the financial death guy once or twice where, you know, it could have gone wrong. But you find a way to bootstrap and get yourself out through ways and means that you just have to find the answer for in unconventional ways or otherwise. So
is that part of the reason why you are where you are now? Because of that kind of, I don't want to go back to that. It wasn't much fun. Or maybe if we look back with rose tinted glasses, don't we think actually it was great in those days, but actually not having money is not great.
I mean, I want to say yes, but it really isn't the case. Yeah. It's just one of those things you go through trials and tribulations of life. So I don't discount, you know, that chapter in my life when I was going through tough times. So, I mean, I was broke, absolutely broke 2 years ago, but I was also going through chemo. And so I don't discount that for other people who are going through tough times. To say you don't need to be resentful of that past, but harness it and take that information and take those emotions and use it to your benefit when you move forward in life and find those opportunities. I will tell you, though, it's a lot more comfortable crying in a Mercedes than it is crying under a bridge. So
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things I was watching recently on YouTube, it was an English guy going around American cities, and he was asking people how much they spend on healthcare and so on. And I, as a British person, was really surprised how much it would cost to maybe just have a broken arm in the US if you'd not got the right insurance. And something we take for granted here in Europe is kind of free at the use, free, you know, at the point of use, healthcare. We pay for it, of course, otherwise. But and it looks like in America that you actually, in order to make it, you need to actually have some money just there for a rainy day, a situation you just don't know what's going to happen like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always a big fan of people putting together emergency funds, whether they're here in America or otherwise. Yeah. But you're absolutely right on the healthcare front. I mean, my wife is British, and when she's also been sick recently.
Yeah.
And when she went to the doctor, they prescribed her some medicine. It was going to cost her $2,400 just for 12 pills.
Wow.
And it wasn't anything crazy. So you're not talking about not even breaking a leg. It's just having a cold.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I don't have $2,400 to spend on 12 pills. So what I had to do is, again, this is a prime example of bootstrapping. I got the ingredients from the pharmacist, and I had to use over-the-counter medicines to put them together to create this said drug that they prescribed. Yeah. And I did it for like $22, which shows you the absurdity, not only from a healthcare system here, but also from your perspective, like, the price points that these pharmaceutical companies put up is like outrageous.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, don't mix your own drugs.
You know what?
Don't do that.
I was moaning. I got hay fever, and I was moaning about having to get antihistamine tablets, and I was moaning that they were €6 a box.
Yeah, I know.
It's
crazy.
So I won't moan anymore, Jesse. I won't moan anymore. And I mean, you look at some great things on here, of course, and the internet has really opened up a lot of avenues for raising money, hasn't it? I know you cover that in the book.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is you don't necessarily need to. I think a lot of people have this misconception of when they think the internet and selling, it's just put everything on eBay, which is not the case anymore. That's more of your internet 2.0. We're now into this internet 3.0, what I like to call, where there's more hyper niche avenues for buying and selling your goods. So that's what I stress to people. And the biggest thing is, as I stress to people, this book's called Never Go Broke, also because it's the antithesis of Get Rich Quick.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're not promoting. And this book's been out 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. And the amount of people that have already come back and said, I made 30 quid today. I made 40 quid today. That's really what we're trying to come across to people, that you all will not go broke if you follow these tips. You won't get rich quick. And you certainly can take it as far as you like, but it's taking those opportunities, the internet or otherwise, to say what's out there in my current situation that I can certainly take advantage of. So that's the key points that we across.
Yeah. And what I like about this is there are ways in which you can make money and just, you know, just to add a little bit extra. If you're thinking, you know, you want to go on holiday, vacation somewhere, and what I like about this is it kind of doesn't feel like it takes up a lot of time, some of the suggestions that you are putting in there. And I want to ask you about one. I'm not sure if it's in the books. I've not got through the whole book, but it's a BBC program called Dragon's Den, and you go in and you kind of go to these entrepreneurs who are rolling in money, and you give them your idea for a percentage of what, you know, and they have a percentage of the business. And one recently, and I forgot the name of it now, it's gone straight out of my head, but basically it was a company that helps you to sell your data online. And so, in other words, you know, when you say accept the cookies, and they were saying that if you sign up through here, they get a percentage, but you get a percentage of any money that's being made. Have you ever come across anything like that? And how safe is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's we can talk about the privacy of your data for hours on ends. But there is, it's exactly one of those unconventional opportunities. You kind of have to have the self-awareness moment to realize, well, my data is being sold anyway, so I might as well make a little bit of money at it while I'm doing my thing and surfing the internet. But yeah, there is those opportunities. And more specifically, that happens a lot in the cryptocurrency space now. But really, you're exactly on. Is we try to tell people, see what's out there. And there is these crazy ways of making money. They sound crazy, but it's true. We talk about, you know, of course there's Airbnb, but there's also these parking space apps where if you have an extra parking space in your home, you can rent it out to people and they'll pay you to use that space. So there are these different niche areas that there's more than enough opportunities for you to take advantage of, irrelevant of your circumstances. I mean, for me, I can use this example where I'm in LA talking about England, where maybe you're in Spain talking about England. So what I say is my greatest opportunity that I could think of is if I opened up a Marmite store out in LA, I would make $1 million because right now a jar costs like $9 or $10 for the small one. Yeah. Of course, half the people would hate my store and half the people would love my store. You know how it goes. But again, it's identifying those opportunities and identifying value in unconventional ways to say, okay, I see an opportunity here wherever I am in the world. Yeah, yeah. That's what we try to show people.
And what about writing a book then? Because you can probably make money out of writing a book called Don't Go Broke. You know, that's gotta be one of the ways, surely.
I love it. I love it. It's one of those things where I told the publisher, I'm like, I want to give this book out for free.
Yeah.
So how do we find a way? And then I come to realize that's not how book publishing works.
Yeah.
Because you know, the thing about it is I just want people to have this information to take advantage of what's out there. So, but I'm not a bookworm. I'm not an author. I co-wrote it with Lee. Yeah. I mean, Lee is one of the greatest financial journalists I've ever met and probably one of the greatest financial journalists in England. Yeah. So for him and me, Sings, it's the whole yin and yang situation where he's able to extract all the info out of my head and turn it into something useful that people can read and understand quite easily.
Is there something that you've done which you thought, you know, that's the one I'm proud of? That kind of idea that I came up with, and it's just been so good and such a blessing. That's the one that I rave about the most.
Well, I don't like bragging about the amount of money.
We'll let you do it today. Don't worry.
I mean, my bread and butter has been storage auctions when I was on Storage Hunters, and I made a bunch of money on that. But I think more recently is this tip that I love to give to people right now in England, where everyone's crazy about the 50p unique coins, whether it's the Beatrix Potters or the King Gardens or the Olympics or all that stuff. And I say, you know, people love looking when they get change from their pint at Witherspoons to say, oh, do I got one? But here's what I tell people. And people don't believe me when I say, here's a free way to make money, is go to your local branch of your bank and take out however much money you got, 100 quid, 200 quid, 500 quid. I did 500 quid.
Yeah.
And ask for only 50p coins. So then what you do is you take them back to your place and go through them. And I guarantee there's a couple in there.
Yeah.
You hope to get that Kew Gardens because that coin's worth a significant amount more than 50p. But you pull out all the collectible coins. And then whatever you have of regular 50p coins, you know what you do? You deposit it right back in the bank, right? Yeah. So then you can sell those on Facebook, eBay, wherever it is, get as much money as possible. And there's literally no risk because worst case scenario, whatever doesn't sell, deposit it back in the bank.
It's worth 50p. It's at least worth 50p, isn't it?
Exactly. So that's one of those circumstances, right now, that I love.
How much is the Kew Gardens 50p then? I'll keep my eye out for that.
I don't know what they got. I see, at one point, there were over 100 quid for 150p. So it is one of those things where you go, all right, it's worth a look, you know?
What about, I mean, I know you make the point that it's not, people assume when you buy books like this, and there are people who have made money out of investing in markets and so on, stock markets. That's something that I've kind of looked into myself. Is it possible to make money with just a little bit of cash each month that you invest?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way we structured this book is very much start a resale pot from nothing and then grow from there. Yeah. That's really how it's broken down in three parts: learn your blueprint and then invest in yourself. So really what we talk about is starting within the contents of your own home. So it's not like going out and spending loads of cash. It's about identifying value on the stuff that you've already bought, yeah. because it's very easy to overlook items that you think, oh, no one wants that. And then, you know, just last time I was in England, I went up to my mother and father-in-law's attic, and they had 150 quid worth of books and CDs and video games yeah. that Music Magpie just sent them a check instantly for. So when that's one of those things where it's not like you have to have a degree in yeah. personal finance or be a super antiques dealer, you know, like on Antiques Roadshow or otherwise. Yeah. You start out with bits and pieces on the items that you already have and grow from there. And then you can take those extra steps as things go along to say, how far can I take this to go from making 50 quid extra yeah. to 500, 50,000, et cetera, which is, can be done. I've done it.
I've just been given a whole lot. Well, I mentioned a while ago that I bought a record player because I went back to kind of retro days and yeah. somebody gave me, my mum and dad in the 60s had all the Beatles and Elvis Presley vinyl 45s and they just got rid of them.
Brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
Brutal.
And now somebody's given me a whole load of like, even it seemed like a double album Perry Como, double album of Andy Williams and Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash. I'm kind of like wanting to keep them, but I'm thinking they must be worth a little bit of money now. So, you know, I'm torn.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, my passion growing up was video games.
Yeah.
So it is one of those things where you go, do I want to sell it for that amount? Do I want to keep it, you know? But then someone throws out this crazy amount, they'll pay for it, and you go, all right, fine. Yeah, that's cool. I'll take that. So that's the great thing is I also stress to people is it's not about just buying and selling. That's actually secondary. Yeah. I tell people when they want to get started in this, only buy and sell stuff that you like.
Yeah.
Because if this goes all wrong,
you still love it.
You're left with a bunch of stuff that you like.
Yeah. So. You mentioned Antiques Roadshow. I used to watch that. And people say, oh, no, it's very, very sentimental, this. So, and there's no way I want to sell it. Well, it's worth 500 grand. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, go on, man.
I think sometimes people feel like they can't step out and make extra cash. It's something that, you know, I'm going to get my wage. I know where I am with that. And maybe the illusion is that anything you do extra is risky. And you've got to kind right. of take a little bit of a risk to make money.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the furthest thing from the truth is the thing about it is, you know, whether I tell people here, just, you know, when you go for a walk on your normal walk with your dog, if you see some soda cans, pick them up because they pay 5 cents yeah. here. So if you've wow. got, you know, a couple hundred over the course of a couple months, no risk, yeah. right? Other than you bending over.
Yeah.
That's literally it. In England, I tell people, you know what? They got apps, the free apps that you can download, whether it's the Music Magpie or Zifit or some of these other buyback apps. Go to your charity shop and scan yeah. a couple of the books in there, you know, and if you see that they cost 50p and this company's paying you 5 quid for, no risk involved other than a 50p. So it's about finding those no risk opportunities or next to nothing risk, bank that resale pot. And all of a sudden you got 100 quid to play with.
I think
200 quid to play with.
I think it's because we've all maybe been burnt or heard people have been burnt in the past, had their fingers burnt. And so, you know, and it almost needs somebody like you who's actually got no ulterior motive.
Exactly.
To say in a book, why don't you use this app? Because actually they're proving themselves to be pretty trustworthy.
Yeah, I grew up very much surrounding myself around these multi-level marketing get-rich-quick schemes. Yeah. So I know all the pitfalls and all the catchphrases of trying to suck people in and take their money. And then all of a sudden you're going, I didn't make anything. I just wasted my time and it cost me a ton of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I turn this completely on its head and say, you know what, let's focus on getting you that 1 quid, not that million quid.
Yeah.
Because if I can get you the cost of the book, which is 10 quid or whatever it is, plus 1 pound, it's a success.
Yeah,
in my
exactly.
book.
You're quid better
that,
off. Yeah.
That, yeah, that's what, that's yeah. the good thing I care about. And then what you do with it beyond there is for you to take a hold of and see how far can I go along with yeah. this? My buddy, he's my example number one. He's a landscaper and he came to me and he said, I want to do what you do. Just teach me what you do. I'm like, okay, no problem. Just listen, absorb everything in and, I promise you'll do fine. And in 6 months, he made over $10,000.
Wow.
So, and that's, and again, no risk stuff. It's just identifying these little opportunities, recycling his cans and banking that money, going in and turning in his old video games and books, banking the money. And then all of a sudden he used that $100 and bought actual antiques, flipped it, doubled his profit. And then it just you keep on parlaying it. So that's what I tell people all the time. And so far, so good.
One little thing I'm doing, I've been doing it for a few years, and with Lloyd's Bank, my UK account, it's got a save the change option on it. So if I spend like 95p on something, the 5 pence will go into my savings. So it rounds it up to the nearest pound. So there's some great things like that around. And you don't notice you're doing it, but you know, it all builds up. So the book is available. It's on our website, tre.radio. I'm rushing on here because I've been chatting to you. I could be chatting all afternoon, Jesse. Just to ask, firstly, there's a lot of British culture in you now, and I'm blaming your wife for that. But secondly, are you still doing TV work? Are you aiming to get back in Storage Hunters and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, you know, Storage Hunter started out by me being the crazy American kid going around punching people in the face for an extra dollar or two. Whereas now the approach has been, especially through recent times, has completely pivoted to personal finance, just because the amount of messages I got from people saying, please teach me what you do because I have to pay rent.
Yeah.
I have to feed my family. And that's what really started this whole journey with me and Lee writing this book. Moving forward, there's been a lot of TV opportunities, but for me, my passion now is teaching other people how to make money. So I've kind of put reality TV stuff in the past, use it as a great foundation. But moving forward, I think it's more valuable teaching others rather than today we're going to watch Jesse make money here or there. So that's really my focus.
Well, Jesse, I can really see your passion, mate. I really can. It's just it's exuding from you. And I think it's because you're saying, actually, there's, you know, everybody can make some money.
Yeah.
You know, bottom line, you know, if you're struggling. Anyway, Jesse, thanks for coming on, mate. Really appreciate it. And all the best with the book. And maybe we'll chat again in the future soon.
I love it. Looking forward to it.
Cheers, Jesse. And
hi, buddy.
Thank you. Stay safe in Los Angeles. Okay. Yeah. If you want a copy of that book, do go to tre.radio.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.